This is about what we think we're seeing, how we think things are. It's said that when Buddha died, his movement broke up into 33 different sects, and each one interpreted what Buddha had said in their own way. And the same happened with Jesus, of course. It's now different interpretations of what they think Jesus said. Although, come to think of it, I don't think any of them have interpreted what he said correctly, unless you leave your father and mother, love your enemies, take no thought of tomorrow. So what happens is we are convinced that what we see and hear is real. How we see it is the way it is. And what we don't seem to consider is so many people see things differently. And of course, one of the biggest divisions is between, let's say, how Jews see reality, how Christians, different Christians, how Muslims see it. And even within each of those, there are different ways of seeing it. There are many sects of Muslims. So we are assuming that what we see and hear is the way it is. Now, there are several aspects to that. One of it is what is most convenient to us. We want things to be the way we see them, and everybody else is wrong, because then that makes us right, and we don't have to change or put up with anything. The trouble is we've got billions of people doing the same thing, everybody wanting everybody else to be different. So we're not seeing what's there. What we're seeing is the process of the mind that is processing it in a convenient way. We want what we want, and most often shunt away what we actually need. As I see it, we're always getting what we need. This moment is exactly what we need, exactly the way we need it. But usually the mind is saying, oh, if, especially with other people, it wants other people to be different. And you see, that's the whole conflict on the planet. If you just stand back and watch the news, just look, it's all conflict. Turn on your television and all the dramas are conflict, no program. You take a look just at how much conflict there is going on in the world, around you, in your family. You see, it's all sourced from your mind. You have conflict in your mind, and all you will see is conflict. You're wearing conflict glasses. Once the conflict goes out of your mind, which says, it is how it is, and I will be with how it is. Balance, peace, it is how it is. And then the stillness. But through the mind, we are always wanting the outside to be in the same distorted way that our brain is, our mind is, on the inside. We were saying the other day, nothing happened on the 21st. And I said, yes, it did. Something did happen on the 21st. It happens not only on the 21st, but every day, every year, every month, every week, every hour. Change, change, change. Now, this is our opportunity now, even if we just use it as an excuse. Take some time, as long as you can in the day, and devote it entirely to looking at each moment as though, just take it as a hypothesis, as though you're only seeing one level. And that level is veiled. There is something between you and what's happening. And what is between you and what's happening is the process of your conditioned mind. Your mind is telling you what's out there. So you're not seeing what's out there. You're seeing what your mind is telling you is out there. So slow down and take a look and say, yes, that is what I think I'm seeing and hearing. But maybe something else. So I will just sit here with that possibility. Zen has the phrase Satori. Satori is, in a way, when the veils drop, when the curtains open, and you see directly into the unnameable. Sitting, or even while you're moving around, is there something else? Is there something else? And there is, you know. So you might say, well, how do I know that? Well, go and find out. First of all, meet somebody who can see auras. There are people that can see auras. And they see auras because some of the veils have dropped down for them. They were either born like that, or the facility popped to them, or they've trained themselves to see auras. John Paracas and the other bioenergetics person used to train people to see auras. They had a box to do that. So there are people that can see auras. There are people that can see people that are not in a physical form. There are. And if that doesn't seem a reality to you, go and find out, because it is very, very important. If you are unhappy, you are unhappy because you're not seeing the happiness that's available to you. So how do you see it? You've got to look for it. And the way you look for it is to go beyond what's called the normal. Go and look for what's called the paranormal. Go and find people, the psychics, and talk to them. Test them. Check them out. You'll be absolutely amazed at some people. I met a person way, way, way back who could see people who were not in their bodies. Many lifetimes, I think she wrote a book. So when you met her, she was a little strange. She'd say, hello, are you manifest in your body? Because she couldn't see the difference. The room was full of people to her. I was there once in a friend's house in France, and she looks to the stairs and said, whose is that cat? We all looked, no cat. Somebody said, can you describe the cat? So she described the cat, and one of the people said, oh, that's my cat. And she said, I'm sorry to tell you, your cat's dead. She phoned up, and it was. So this person could see this cat who was not in a physical body. And there are many people, I know there are illusionists, and they're very good, some of them very, very good, but there are also people that can see beyond the veil. And so can you. You know, if you wanted to play the piano really, really well, you could. Anybody can. Some people can do it more easily because they have what's called aptitude. In fact, some 3-year-olds are born who can play the piano. And for others, it's hard work. But if you go and do it, and do it, and do it, eventually the connections between your brain and your fingers will start to connect, and you'll start to play the piano. And the more you practice, the better you will be. We knew a concert pianist. She used to come to the groups. She used to practice 8 hours a day. And she was really, really good already. So if you want to find out what's beyond the veil, you can, but you've got to practice. And again, why would you do that? Well, if you're in bliss, if you're fulfilled, if your life feels wonderful, of course, there's no motivation. But not many of you feel like that, do you? If you've got distress in your life in any way, there is no need for it. But it's work. It is work. You've got to unprogram your brain. Not program it, unprogram it. You've got to take things away, not give it. Take things away, and you'll find you already know. Things will start to be revealed unto you. Phrase of William Shakespeare, there are more things in heaven and earth or in your reality, Horatio. There are more things. Jesus said, these things you will do and more. You, anybody. But you've got to want it. And as I say, really the only motivation for wanting it is you're not having enough fun in your life as it is. But you can, but you've got to take care of the basics, not work on the peripheral. It's like traditional acupuncture. The master will not work on the symptom, won't allow the students to work on the symptom. Got to go back to the source. Fix the source, the symptoms will disappear on their own. And what's the source? It's the misprogramming we've been given that's in our brain that we look through every time we look or hear anything. We have to recognize that conditioning, see it, identify it, accept it, and it'll fade. If you work on it, you'll hold it. You'll re-energize it. If you indulge in it, you'll do the same. If you try to ignore it, it's the same thing. You energize it. See it. Right, I see it. Now, how can you see it? It is very, very simple. Incredibly simple. And it's so simple, the mind hates it. But it's simple and not easy. And I've said this over and over and over, and I don't know whether I know anybody who's actually done this. What you do is, you are here now in each moment, and your priority is this moment. And this moment includes what you do, what you say, and what you think. Only that. So you think, well, that's pretty easy. But you see, let's say now you were going to walk into the kitchen. You see, you wouldn't walk into the kitchen. What would happen is you'd go kitchen, and between here and there, you wouldn't be here. You'd be in your thoughts. Oh, when I get to the kitchen, I'm going to do this and this. No, you're not there. Each step. The hand goes, grasps the handle, turns the handle, opens the door. In each moment. And then you're going to make tea. You pick up the kettle. You pick up the kettle. Not this robot that goes, you pick up the kettle. You feel the handle. You feel the weight. You even feel the air on your arm as you move it towards the tap. You put your hand out and touch the tap. You turn the tap. You listen to the water. You see the water. You turn it off. Moment to moment. And that's all. That's all it is. And it's work. And the work is reminding, remembering. And if you check out on the web or anywhere you want to check, you'll find that everybody that's had an awakening says roughly the same thing. Be here now. This is it. Take no thought of tomorrow. And tomorrow is any second ahead. Another aspect of that. When you feel miserable, you are not in this moment. Now, If that doesn't connect for you, check it out for yourself. You see, when you're miserable, you're either thinking of what happened in the past or what can happen in the future. But you're not miserable in this moment. If you are absolutely, completely, utterly yes to this moment, you won't even have physical pain. You'll just be here. In this timeless, spaceless peace that passeth all understanding. Here, now. So as I say, it's very simple. And it's not so easy, because over and over, like Krishnamurti says, you've got to keep reminding yourself, unconditional awareness, unconditional. There will be a part that says, I would rather it be this way or that way. Yes, but don't go there. Acknowledge it and don't go there. This is the way it is. Be here now. And you'll find life is so incredible. Try it.